Welcome to the His Way Out Ministries radio broadcast with Pastor Philip Lee. We are dedicated to raising awareness, educating, and encouraging the body of Christ to minister to those who struggle with homosexuality. We believe restoration is available through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and the healing power of the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Pastor Philip Lee.
Good morning, and once again, thanks so much for joining me for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. At His Way Out Ministries, we agree that we live in a sexually broken society in which homosexuality is sin, and such conduct calls for repentance and openness to the transforming power of God. We affirm that all persons need the ministry of the church in their struggle for sexual wholeness, and we commit ourselves to that end. We do not condone the practice of homosexuality, and we consider such practice incompatible with Christian teaching and conduct. We also believe that God's grace is available to all who repent. At His Way Out Ministries, we offer a variety of services: biblical discipleship, which is available by prayer support or in person, by phone or email; a variety of care groups, which are all structured to offer encouragement and support to persons desiring freedom from homosexuality, and family members, spouses, and friends who struggle with unwanted same-sex attraction. We also offer a variety of workshops and seminars, training sessions for adults and youth, where we provide biblical truths about homosexuality, identify the root causes, and always, always encourage a Christian response. We also offer educational resources, our monthly newsletter, our website, our Vimeo channel, and a variety of information all offered on our website are available to you to help understand the complexities of homosexuality and the many related issues. I hope when you have the opportunity, you will visit our website, hiswayout.com, and take advantage of the wealth of information that is there for you and to encourage and equip the church to be more effective in reaching those with unwanted same-sex attraction. This morning, I would like to turn our attention to a topic: youth and homosexuality. When I have the privilege and opportunity to sit across from a young man or young lady struggling with their sexual identity, if there is one question, one statement that I hear more than any others, it is, "Pastor Lee, I'm so troubled and confused. There are so many mixed messages being generated about homosexuality. Where do I find truth?" The statement grieves me because it really does reflect the desperate crisis that we face with regard to youth struggling with and combating same-sex attraction. To compound the crisis, many of the youth are Christians, each having been raised in church and reared in a Christian home. Once again, for lack of better expression, we find the elephant in the room, and often as well in the sanctuary, that very, very few want to talk about. Christian youth often find themselves caught in the middle. Do they hold to the instructions of Scripture, church, and parents, or do they reject their faith convictions as outdated and accept what I would label today as a new morality? When our path crosses with a struggling youth, we need to be open to partnering with the Lord to help turn the tide in his or her life. During adolescence, most people determine their morals and personal identity that they will embrace for the remainder of their life. Likewise, much confusion and challenge will take place before any semblance of clarity comes. This is all the more true for youth deciding their sexual identity. Studies have shown that vast numbers of youth entering adolescence are uncertain about their sexual orientation, but few exiting the teenage years remain ambiguous. Therefore, the teenage years are a crucial period for the Church of Jesus Christ to speak to youth tempted by homosexuality and educate each young person regarding the truth of Scripture regarding the practice of homosexuality. Without a doubt, offering a right and true perspective will not only make a difference to a struggling youth, it will as well distinguish Christians quite a bit from others he or she will encounter. While it is true that the number of teens embracing homosexuality is alarming, that should not minimize nor dismiss the incredible opportunity we have to reach out to youth with a message of salvation and sexual redemption through the Lord Jesus Christ. Same-sex attraction, at its core, is a symptom of a spiritual and a relational problem. As Christ followers embracing the truth and totality of Scripture, don't ever think we have to defend or apologize for what Scripture has clearly said about purity, nor must we be enticed to debate or argue with the individual. Recognize, it is not really a struggle between us and them. It is ultimately between them and the Word of God. Today, a multitude struggling with various addictions, compulsive behaviors, and habits are all asking the same question: how long will change take? For any individual, youth, or adult struggling with homosexuality, the good news is that homosexual activity may stop as soon as a decision is made to no longer practice or participate. The underlying issues that fuel same-sex attraction take time to work through. And herein lies, I believe, why so many youth have become influenced and bought into the notion that even homosexual feelings and desires cannot be resolved. This is Pastor Philip Lee with His Way Out Ministries. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. At His Way Out Ministries, we believe men and women impacted by the brokenness of same-sex attraction can be restored through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and the healing power of the Holy Spirit. Our intent is to extend compassionate Christian ministry for such persons. His Way Out Ministry services include care groups, workshops and seminars, educational resources, and biblical discipleship. For more information about His Way Out Ministries, please call 661-432-7856 or visit hiswayout.com. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. It is imperative that we inspire faith in those to whom we desire to reach. In my experience, the ones I have known who have successfully left homosexuality are those who have relinquished control of their lives to the Holy Spirit. Clearly, there is a level of surrender required to resolve any form of sexual and relational brokenness, including homosexuality, that many are often unwilling to offer. Only God can bring about the changes the youth desires. While I have met and continue to meet with youth who are determined to resolve the issues of their sexuality, most feel too inadequate. Most lack motivation, and they do not have an individual structured in their life to help them through the process of healing and wholeness. Any Christian can emphasize to the hurting, there is a hidden need within the heart of everyone that an intimate relationship with God can fill. Reaching gay youth is something we all can do, and we must do to help searching youth understand God's abundant plans for their lives and to counteract the pro-gay agenda that desires to ruin all hope for the youth. No one is doomed to be gay, and we may be the only person that will have the courage to share the good news with the youth struggling with same-gender attraction. Now, let me get, just for the next few moments, a bit practical here, because I do think sometimes we as Christians, we can over-spiritualize matters, and really what we need to do is take a step back and look at it from a very, very practical standpoint. With regard to homosexuality, it's very, very important that we keep the consequence of sin in context. We have all fallen short of the glory of God, according to Romans chapter 3, verse 23. Therefore, we should always emphasize the good news that in Christ, we are without blame, regardless of our past sin preference. Another scripture passage that I would offer this morning is 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11, which offers a list, a catalog, if you will, of various behaviors that if an individual is habitually practicing, is standing in a very, very dangerous place. In this particular passage, please note that in the various behaviors that are mentioned, homosexuality is mentioned, but it is mentioned in the middle of the list. That's very significant for you and I to embrace this morning, because what God the Father is saying is that homosexuality in His eyes is just another sin. It is not greater or less than another sin a man or a woman may be struggling with. In God's eyes, it's just another form of brokenness. We should also be accepting and loving a teenager without conditions. And this has really nothing to do with condoning their behavior or lifestyle. It's imperative we remember that homosexuality is not just about an issue. This is ultimately about people. People whom God loves, people for whom Jesus died. There is a major, major difference between acceptance and approval. As Christians, as ambassadors for Christ, we accept all people. They are here by God's divine appointment. But that does not mean that we agree with, that we approve of how every person may be living their lives. The difference between acceptance and approval is vast, and we need to be very careful in drawing the distinction. Also, with youth that are struggling, offer to serve as an accountability and prayer partner. James 5:16 is in the Bible for good reason. Listen to the verse. Confess your faults, your sins, one to another, so that someone will be praying for you, so that you will be healed. Many take that verse in terms of healing just to mean physical healing, but I would submit that it also includes mental healing, emotional healing, and sexual healing. Once again, James 5:16 is there for good reason. We all need to have individuals structured in our lives with whom we are very, very real, and we can have an open time of honest confession. Also, we need to clearly distinguish the difference between, once again, temptation and sin. Encourage the youth not to beat himself or herself up for feelings that they did not seek or choose. When temptation strikes, when, not if, encourage them to turn to the Lord and not run from Him. God's Word promises grace to help us overcome circumstances when we are weak and vulnerable. That is according to Hebrews chapter 4, verses 15 through 16. Also today, be aware and be ready for the born that way argument. First and foremost, I would encourage you, when that is offered, to not overreact.
This is Pastor Philip Lee with His Way Out Ministries. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. How should we, the church, respond to homosexuality? At His Way Out Ministries, we strive to offer a balance of both truth and grace. We believe the mandate of the church is to be God's expression of both His heart and mind towards homosexual people and homosexuality itself. We share. There is a God who loves you, and you can be reconciled to Him. Can we help? Absolutely. Freedom from homosexuality is possible through the unconditional love and grace of Jesus Christ. Find out more at HisWayOut.com. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast.
Recently, two significant things happened. One, Dr. Paul McHugh, a well-known educator, after 40 years of research and study, Dr. Paul McHugh, who was with John Hopkins University. In his study, an in-depth study, he has conclusively proven that there is no such thing as a gay gene. Also, as a result, many gay activists now are telling the pro-gay community to stop saying that men and women are born gay, because we know first and foremost from Scripture that that contradicts God's Word, but now we know conclusively that even science has not been able to prove the born that way theory. I would also add, it's probably been within the last 50 or 60 years, a very lengthy list of various scientists, one by one, set out to prove the born that way notion. To date, no scientific study has proven. We are definitely speaking about an acquired behavior, and any acquired behavior can be unacquired. I would also encourage you that when you have the opportunity to sit across from a struggling youth, the opportunity to minister to them, you are not expected to have all the answers. I always encourage, listen, listen, listen. More than not, individuals struggling with the brokenness of same-sex attraction, they are looking for someone who generally, first and foremost, cares about them. They need to have opportunity to share their feelings and their own personal beliefs and thoughts. And when we take the time to listen to them, it speaks volume to the person. And it sets in tone that they have established a relationship with someone who genuinely cares about them and not necessarily just out to win the argument regarding homosexuality. Also, never ever water down the Word of God. We should never ever apologize for the clarity and the truth of Scripture. Within the totality of Scripture, in both Testaments, it is impossible to find even one Scripture which encourages, validates, or approves of homosexual practice. Every time homosexuality is mentioned in Scripture, it is always mentioned in the context of a behavior in which no person is to practice. We also need to be very, very patient and trust God completely in terms of how He is going to move in the life of anyone struggling with same-sex attraction. God always seems to have His own particular timetable. And I guarantee you, with regard to you struggling with the brokenness of same-sex attraction, once they have shared that with someone they believe they can trust, more than not, the very next question out of their mouth is going to be, how long is this going to take? Ultimately, that is a sovereign work of God. And while, once again, we cannot give them an exact timetable, and we do not have to have all the answers, you and I have the privilege of partnering with them, going to God the Father, the one who does have all the answers. What a privilege, and also what a responsibility. We should always, always emphasize the key to overcoming homosexuality is in Christ Jesus. Once again, I would restate, at the core of the brokenness of same-sex attraction, we are talking about a spiritual problem. Any and all spiritual problems require a spiritual solution, and His name is Jesus Christ. Today, confusion about sexual orientation is all too common during adolescence. As a result, it is risky to label teenagers gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender before they have the wisdom of adulthood and the opportunity to make a fully informed choice. Ultimately, when a teenager is prematurely labeled, there is a serious risk of mislabeling a portion of sexually confused youth. Many factors can possibly lead a struggling or questioning youth into homosexual behavior or sexual identity confusion, such as curiosity, a feeling of not fitting in, the horrific tragedy of being molested, and the desire for attention and a sense of belonging. Today, I remain extremely concerned that youth, including Christian youth, are not getting all the facts with regard to the many facets of human sexuality in order to make a truly informed and godly decision about sexual identity. When our path crosses with a struggling youth, we must be open to partnering with the Lord Jesus to help turn the tide in his or her life. During adolescence, most people determine their morals and personal identity, identity that they will embrace, quite possibly, for the remainder of their life. This is all the more true for youth coming to a place of trying to decide their sexual identity. The teenage years are a crucial period for the Church of Jesus Christ to speak to youth tempted by the various and numerous forms of sexual and relational brokenness.
This is Pastor Philip Lee with His Way Out Ministries. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. I, like many other men and women, once bought into the notion, once gay, always gay. After exhausting everything this world had to offer and everything that gay seemingly had to offer, I surrendered my life to Christ Jesus on October 5th, 1985, and everything in life changed. Freedom from the gay identity is indeed possible through a genuine, deep, personal, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. I would like to share with you the life-changing message, truth, and power of God's Word, which freed me from homosexuality. For more information, please visit HisWayOut.com. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast.
I humbly submit that society, and sometimes the church, is unwittingly promoting social experiments and various behaviors with no justification in reality, and with all probability enabling inevitable serious moral problems with potentially tragic consequences. In trying to ascertain the rightness or wrongness of any behavior or misguided identity, it seems to me the determining factor should be consequence, not cause. Or have we become completely ambivalent to what is morally right? Today, the many and various subcultures into which youth are being thrust have high rates of depression, substance abuse, alcoholism, anonymous sex, and unsafe sex practices. Few teens possess the judgment and self-control to make wise decisions in such environments. While I have met and continue to meet with youth who are determined to resolve the issues of their sexuality, most feel inadequate, lack motivation, and do not have an individual once again structured in their life to help them down the road to healing and wholeness. On the cross, Jesus secured salvation for any and all who commit their lives to Him. At Calvary, Jesus' blood put into effect the new covenant. He said, "It is finished." With that proclamation, anyone can now walk in the fullness of life that He intended and provides. All things are possible as Jesus intercedes for us. Assuming our sin, shame, and death, He declared, "It is finished," which is a statement about an end. However, each end makes room for a wonderful and glorious new beginning.
This is Pastor Philip Lee with His Way Out Ministries. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. Today, with the increasing acceptance of homosexuality, many Christian families are frequently finding themselves caught in the crossfire of sounding too harsh or too accommodating. How do they effectively reach out to their loved one without compromising what the Bible says about homosexual practice? At His Way Out Ministries, we offer them the same grace, understanding, and love that Christ offered us. His Way Out Ministries offers biblical guidance, encouragement, and support to help families face and deal with homosexual issues in the family. For more information, please contact His Way Out Ministries at 661-432-7856 or visit HisWayOut.com. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast.
While it is easy enough to become cynical about the times in which we live, remember, when God is put in the equation of life, a hope that does not disappoint rises within us. It is true, once again, that the number of teens struggling with their sexuality has become alarming. But we should and we must trust God to reach out to youth with a message of salvation and sexual redemption once again that is available through the Lord Jesus Christ. In closing today, I want to offer a very specific word of encouragement. If you know Jesus, you are a candidate to be a champion for change in the life of a youth and the world. Once again, thanks so much for joining me. I hope that you will tune in again next week as we continue to look at a crisis that is not only in the world, but equally in the Church of Jesus Christ. However, once again, at His Way Out Ministries, we believe wholeheartedly that when an individual surrenders their life to Christ Jesus, remembering that God Himself has said with him, all things are possible. That also includes freedom from the brokenness and bondage of same-sex attraction. Until next week, our Lord richly bless and keep you.
His Way Out is based on our concern regarding the issue of homosexuality, and we seek to minister to those within the church and the community at large with the truth of Scripture, the power of our testimony, and the dialogue of issues. For more information, contact His Way Out Ministries, 1830 Truxton Avenue, Suite 102 in Bakersfield, California, 93301, or find them on the web, hiswayout.com, or call 661-432-7856. And join us again next time for His Way Out with Pastor Philip Lee.